Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. These are powerful and often confusing and overwhelming times on this planet, but miracles are taking place, and we are truly moving forward at warp speed. Sometimes that's very contrary to outer appearances. Our new planetary cause of divine love has been secured in every person's heart flame by his or her I Am presence. Now it is up to all of us to magnetize these patterns of perfection into our tangible life experiences through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating today a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God is going to flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth as we begin magnetizing forth those frequencies that are reflecting God's will in the physical plane. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in live or you're listening to this program through your on-demand archive service, your magnificent life is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we'll work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. As you listen to my sharing today, remember, I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought, and then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time on earth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. This is an auspicious moment on planet Earth, and we have all been preparing for literally eons of time to fulfill our individual facets of the unfolding divine plan. I know from outer appearances, things seem very confusing and even overwhelming, but day by day, we are moving forward in the light. Take a few deep breaths and feel your consciousness now expanding and expanding, allowing your I Am presence to take dominion so that you can take in the bigger picture of what is really occurring on Earth. In the midst of the chaos, miracles are happening. The beings of light have revealed to us that very evolved souls have volunteered to embody on Earth in the areas of the world that are reflecting the greatest pain and suffering. This has been going on for quite some time now. The divine intent is that these souls will be able to awaken more easily than the masses of humanity who have been so buried and battered in their human miscreations for literally thousands of years. As these highly evolved souls awaken, they are creating an upward flow of consciousness that is lifting humanity's focus of attention. This is helping the masses of humanity to awaken more quickly and to reconnect more easily with their I Am presence and the realms of illumined truth. The painful experiences that are surfacing all over the world reflect lifetimes of hatred, corruption, and violence that have been co-created through humanity's thoughts, words, feelings, beliefs, and actions. And these situations have been perpetuated by our human egos for literally millennia. Since we are all one, every particle of life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. There is no separation. What affects one part of life affects all life. What this means very practically is that this accumulation of humanity's negative behavior patterns must be brought to the surface and transmuted back into light if any of us are going to be ready to make the shift into the fifth dimensional realms of light. There is no separation. There's no such thing as us and them. We are one. So all of the human miscreations from all time frames and dimensions are surfacing now, and it is all of our responsibility to transmute these patterns of imperfection that are causing the pain and suffering all over the world to be transmuted back into light. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and clear lifetimes worth of our ego's abuse of power. We have to become aware of our past transgressions of the law of divine love, reverence for life, oneness, and harmony, so that we can invoke the light of God, learn the lessons involved in the situation that's returning to us, and transmute these gross mutations back into their original perfection. Now that our planetary cause of divine love is pulsating within every person's heart flame, everything that conflicts with divine love is being pushed to the surface at an accelerated pace. And we can easily see this by just turning on the television, watching the news, or reading a newspaper, and witnessing all of the horrific things that are taking place all over the planet. Just by observing these things, you can see that every single one of them reflects a lack of divine love, a lack of understanding about the oneness of all life, and an incredible abuse of power. We created every abominable human miscreation that is surfacing at this time by misusing our precious atomic and subatomic particles and waves of energy that our Father, Mother, God have given to us as our gift of life. This electronic light substance passes through our bodies on our acupuncture meridians after entering our crown chakra and descending into the divinity of our heart flame. We accepted this gift of life, and then through our free will choices and our creative faculties of thought and feeling, we made the decision to distort this harmonious energy into all manner of discord, pain, and suffering by misusing our thoughts and feelings and creating patterns that conflicted with the perfection of God. Now, in order for us to move forward with the rest of our solar system, there is no other option than for this energy to surface in our life so that we can experience the results of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, witnessing our human miscreations, and transmuting them back into light again. Knowing the urgency of the hour, our Father, Mother, God have issued a cosmic edict that gave these highly evolved souls who are now embodying on Earth permission to intervene in this purging and this healing that's taking place of humanity's miscreations. They have been given permission to intervene in unprecedented ways. For the very first time, these selfless sons and daughters of God, or living and existing in, through, and around the planet with all of us at this time, anonymous to the outer world. These souls have been given permission to join with the children of Earth, you and me and every other person evolving on this planet, and to actually take on some of the mass consciousness of the collective karmic liabilities that humanity has been miscreating for millions of years. This means that these evolved souls had to embody in areas where these maladies are being outpictured. These are the places on Earth where the densest frequencies of pain and suffering are being reflected at this time. These activities are being played out in the lives of humanity. These powerful beings of light willingly embodied in every corner of the world. Many of them made the sacrifice of incarnating into the very most oppressive frequencies of darkness. These are the locations on the planet where humanity is experiencing the greatest pain and suffering. These beings know that these areas where humanity's human egos are inflicting atrocities upon the earth will have to be exposed in the light of God and brought to the surface to be healed. These beings of light believe that they will be able to transcend the pain and suffering more easily than the children of Earth, who have been beaten into the pits of despair by their oppressive life experiences through their own human miscreations. When we look historically at the horrific experiences humanity has gone through during the past 100 years alone, we get a glimpse of the sacrifice that these highly evolved souls have made on our behalf. They have assisted the children of Earth and brought our human miscreations to the surface by volunteering to experience devastating wars, religious persecution, plagues, natural disasters, poverty, hunger, disease, hatred, greed, corruption, violence, and the unbridled abuse of power by our human egos. Through their lives, and often through their deaths, these precious souls, our sisters and brothers, have brought to the attention of humanity the rampant miscreations our human egos are perpetuating on this planet. Some of these souls awakened fast enough to consciously remember that they had volunteered to go through these experiences and why they were going through such painful things on this planet. But many of them did not. Nevertheless, they have God victoriously gone through the experiences that they volunteered to heal. Their sacrifice, in many instances, has purged a great deal of humanity's collective negativity and literally catapulted the children of Earth forward in the light. The inclement weather conditions that are taking place all over the world at this time are part of this necessary purging process, cleansing the earth, the air, the water, and the fire from the thought forms and miscreations that humanity has inflicted on the body of Mother Earth. These catastrophic events are occurring in alignment with the unfolding divine plan. The positive thing is that in the midst of all of the chaos, people are opening their hearts and minds, and they're reaching out to their fellow human beings that are experiencing like suffering. In the face of such devastation, our differences become irrelevant, and the oneness of life begins to register in new ways in the hearts and minds of the masses of humanity. The love and compassion we develop when we witness the pain and suffering of our fellow human beings softens our hearts and allows more of God's love and healing to flow into our lives. This open heart response will accelerate the manifestation of our new planetary cause of divine love. it will intensify the realization that all life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. We will understand through new levels of consciousness that we are one. There is no separation. And we will recognize that the only way to respond to any part of life is through reverence, love, tolerance, and acceptance. As the collective consciousness of humanity reaches out in love and compassion to our less fortunate sisters and brothers who are going through these cataclysmic earth changes and shifts in the inclement weather conditions, we will be lifted up, and a new level of consciousness will register in our conscious minds. This creates an open door, a collective awareness through which the company of heaven and each person's I Am presence can then flood the earth with the patterns of perfection for the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. Humanity's newly opened hearts and feelings of deep love and compassion are allowing a greater influx of God's love and healing than the earth has ever been able to receive. The highly evolved souls who have embodied on earth in the areas of pain and suffering are blessed for their extreme sacrifice on behalf of humanity, and their sacred names are being written in the book of life for all eternity. Those souls who are leaving the physical plane through the different activities of purging and cleansing are being escorted into the heavenly realms by legions of angels. And those who are being left behind to clean up the mess will continue their service to the light. But the company of heaven has enveloped each one of them in a mantle of divine comfort and love that will help them fulfill their facet of the divine plan more easily. These are truly wondrous times, and we have all been preparing for lifetimes to fulfill our facets of the divine plan through this cleansing and purging process, preparing the earth and all her life for her ascent out of the realms of darkness into the octaves of God's infinite perfection. Now it is up to you and me and every other person on the planet to listen to our heart so that we can fulfill our unique facet of the divine plan. Remember, our consciousness is always an accumulation of our beliefs, our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. As the creative force of the law of attraction, more accurately referred to as the law of the circle, passes through us and picks up the vibrations of our consciousness, the synthesis of all of the energy vibrating there is projected onto the physical matter that is reflecting as our life experiences. Thus, everything manifesting in our lives right here and right now, whether we are referring to our financial situations, our health, our relationships, our careers, our happiness, our success, or peace of mind, is a result of our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings from all time frames and dimensions. As long as humanity conceives that we are separate from God somehow, we will experience a distorted condition of matter in the physical plane. Only when we realize that we are one with our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, and with all life on this planet, will we align with God's will and power and ascend out of this world of illusion. Because once we recognize our oneness with God, we will realize that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. With that knowing, we will easily be able to expand the patterns of perfection for the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love in our everyday life experiences. Unfortunately, at this time, humanity is giving a lot of power to physical matter instead of to the divinity within us. We give our physical body power to elevate us or to bring us down, depending on what afflictions we are reflecting. We give our body power to incapacitate us through sickness, poverty, unhappiness, aging, and on ad infinitum. We often allow the distorted manifestation of physical matter to become our reality, when in truth it is only an illusion that has been created by our beliefs, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Many people at this very moment believe that the physical plane is the only reality and that their physical body is who they are. The beings of light keep reiterating to us that we are multidimensional beings and that we exist on various planes of consciousness simultaneously. And they affirm again and again that the dense physical plane of Earth is the least real of all of the dimensions that we are abiding in, because it is a reflection of humanity's human miscreations and not the infinite perfection of our Father, Mother, God. They continually reiterate to us that the physical plane is the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in, and it is the very last dimension to reflect the wondrous miracles and changes that we are co-creating with the company of heaven in the higher dimensions of our existence. It is time for us to realize that our physical bodies and physical matter are not intelligent life forms that are separate from God, but rather they are a mass of atomic energy that is being controlled by our consciousness. Never does matter control consciousness. Our bodies and our physical environments are merely reflections of our consciousness. That is why matter cannot be changed by sheer human willpower any more than a reflection in the mirror can be changed if we do not change the object that is causing the reflection in the first place. Presently, our worlds reflect our consciousness. The problem is that we have set about trying to change the things that are taking place in our world by changing the reflection or the picture, instead of changing our consciousness. This concept, again, comes from a belief in separation from God. It is impossible to change the reflection without changing the object that's causing the reflection, which is our consciousness. When we actually accept that our I Am presence is who we are, and not some separate self, our environment and our world will reflect an entirely new picture. Instead of disease, we will manifest health. In place of poverty, we will experience abundance. Instead of pain, we will have joy. And recognition of our own divinity will instantly reflect on the physical matter around us and tangibly change our earthly experiences from pain and suffering into the bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe of heaven on earth. This process is often beyond the reasoning or the comprehension of our outer minds, but it will be revealed as an inner knowing by our I Am presence, and we will begin to trust and know and expect that these truths are now self-evident as they manifest in our lives. When we release the illusion of our separation from God and become one with our I Am presence, we withdraw our power from matter. Matter will then be known to us as just a mass of atomic energy, awaiting the opportunity to reflect our consciousness and the perfection of God. When we realize and recognize God within us as the master of our bodies and our environments, then we begin to experience freedom from limitation. The light of God, accepted as our true reality, will then transmute all of these distorted human miscreations that are surfacing now to be transformed back into light. These are our distorted beliefs and our acceptance of separation, which is an illusion. The separation that has bound us to negativity for eons of time is only real because we believe it is real. It is an illusion. This is our moment. It is time for us to raise our consciousness up by accepting our I Am presence as our true God reality. We must go within and reestablish a loving relationship with our I Am presence. This wondrous part of ourselves that is one with God is who we really are. When we recognize that we are, in truth, beloved sons and daughters of God, our I Am presence, we begin to get a glimpse of our true potential. Then we know that the will of God and the power of God are within each of us, right here and right now. This divine presence is all-knowing, all-caring, all-loving, and all-powerful. Once we begin to resonate with the truth of that sacred knowledge, we will affirm and know through all levels of consciousness, I am the divine image of God. I am the divine image of God, now manifesting perfection in my being and world. And for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will and God's power, God's life and God's light, God's truth and God's freedom. To all I contact, every day, in every way. Allow me to share that affirmation with you again, and take it into the deepest recesses of your heart as it begins to resonate through your conscious mind, through your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional levels of consciousness. I am the divine image of God. I am manifesting God's perfection in my being and world. And for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will and God's power, God's life and God's light, God's truth and God's freedom, to all I contact, every day, in every way. Now, I am going to repeat this one more time as we join our heart flames with the heart flames of the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. And each person's I Am presence through us serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity, will now activate this divine truth through the four earthly bodies and within the heart and conscious mind of every person. I am the divine image of God, and I am manifesting perfection in my being and world. And for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name, forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will and God's power, God's life and God's light, God's truth and God's freedom to all I contact every day in every way. The long-awaited moment has arrived. Humanity has now embarked on our journey back to the will of God. The new age of Aquarius has dawned. The time long foretold by the ancient prophets, when humanity will attain our victory in the light, is now underway. We need only to lift up our consciousness and to step through the open door into our multidimensional awareness and our eternal freedom. This is the age of enlightenment and wisdom, the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. The age when our humanly created, self-inflicted separation from God is being healed, and our own divinity is being revealed to us and reclaimed by our heart flame. The truth is awakening within each one of us, and change is being experienced by every person on earth. Transformation is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level. The power of God is penetrating into every electron of precious life energy on this planet. This process of transformation has been a dormant seed in our consciousness, but it is being activated now by the tremendous influx of God's light from our new planetary cause of divine love. The seed of transformation is growing and expanding, filling our entire beings with light, lifting us up to touch the realms of illumined truth, enabling us to manifest the reality of our I Am presence now in the world of form. We are firmly anchored in the physical plane, and we are also fully connected to all of the dimensional realms of consciousness in God's infinite perfection. As the seed of awareness of this transformation grows in our consciousness, it blazes like the sun, radiating forth rays of light that are connecting us now with every other awakening human being on this planet. This activity of light is creating a powerful force field around the earth, an actual network of light involving all humanity. The collective radiance of this network of light is the most powerful force of divine love now manifesting on the planet. It has created a bridge of light that is expanding this abyss from the lowest vibrations on earth into the highest realms of God's infinite light. This is the bridge over which the earth is ascending into the realms of perfection. It is the bridge to freedom over which the earth and all her life will now lift out of our long exile in darkness and ascend into the octaves of perfection, reflecting the infinite perfection of the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love. The victorious light of God has returned to this blessed planet in the form of divine love, and the permanent golden age has now begun. God's will and power must now pulsate through all life in order to transform this planet quickly into the immaculate concept of her infinite perfection. This divine light is empowering the divine qualities of oneness, reverence for all life, unity consciousness, eternal peace, God's infinite abundance, divine order, faith, truth, transformation, transfiguration, healing, and every other aspect of deity. God's will and power are pushing these divine qualities to the surface, and they are reflecting God's first cause of perfection. God's will and power are now working through each of us ceaselessly to activate within us the remembrance of our oneness with all life. Our strength lies in this greater knowing and in the unification of our hearts and minds with the billions of life streams that are joining us now on our return journey back to the heart of God. As we attune to the will and the power of God, we become portals through which the totality of God's perfection will flow to bless all life, opening the door even wider for our new planetary cause of divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. As the light of our I Am presence floods the physical plane of earth, which it is doing now, our humanly created shadows of discord are being transmuted and purified in the radiance of God's will. Daily and hourly, more and more of humanity are awakening, and they're beginning to realize that they're here for a reason, a divine purpose that will assist in the manifestation of the divine plan. As this awakening and this realization occurs, the effect is exponential, and our collective life force is attaining a critical mass, which is causing change to manifest suddenly everywhere. There are critical points in time when the incoming power of God's transforming light build to great intensity. These points signal the higher realms to begin projecting forth the energy to stimulate the spiritual growth of humanity. This moment is occurring now. As humanity awakens, more people become aware of these peak transmission periods. People are now inspired to cooperate with the divine plan by anchoring the incoming light into the consciousness and physical substance of Earth. This is happening more frequently now than ever before through the amazing synchronized global activities of light, global meditations, and the unity consciousness that is expanding through the awareness of humanity. So let's join together now and empower God's will on earth by uniting our hearts and minds and invoking the will of God on behalf of all humanity. Remember, we are one with all life. And as we serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, the will of God and the love of God flow into every facet of life belonging to or serving the earth at this time. breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person so that we will each experience them individually and personally. But know that we are one with all life, and simultaneously we are invoking the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, giving each person's divinity permission to allow these influxes of light to flow through each one in perfect alignment with their divine plans and the highest good for all concerned. Breathe in deeply again, and as you do, go within to the divinity of your heart as you gently close your eyes and follow me through these invocations with the full power of your attention. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I love and adore you. Blessed One, shine through me and my every effort of becoming one with you. As I remember my oneness with you, let the gift of your divine love flow through me to set life free. I ask that I may be the open door for our newly established planetary cause of divine love, as I accelerate my journey toward eternal oneness with you and my I Am presence and all creation. I consciously draw back to myself now all of my own energies that I am so desirous of loving free. Help me, beloved I Am presence, to love myself and all returning energy free that is surfacing now to be transmuted back into light. As I am about the business of my Father, Mother, God, of loving all life free, I recognize and know that through God's divine will and power, I am reclaiming all of my energies back into the heart of God. I am reclaiming all of my energies back into the heart of God. I am reclaiming all of my energies back into the heart of God. I am the light of God in action, now loving all life free. I am the light of God in action, now loving all life free. I am the light of God in action, now loving all life free. I am grateful to this sacred fire, the most powerful aspect of love, that is instantly transmuting all outstanding energy back into perfection. I am again made whole and free as God's most holy name, I Am. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I am grateful for your motivating power, which directs the cosmic beings, ascended masters, archangels and archei, seraphim, cherubim, angelic host, and the I Am presence of all humanity. I now invoke the full gathered cosmic momentum of your divine love, your divine will, and your divine power into the emotional, mental, etheric, and physical strata within humanity and the body of Mother Earth, right here and right now. Let the inherent desire from each person's I Am presence to do God's will expand through every unascended being, through the human ego and their lower human consciousness. Let the joy that is the reward of such service expand through each person's heart to be registered in their conscious mind, in their inner knowing. Let the outer mind of humanity accept that God's will and power is the fullness of all good and perfect experiences for all creation. Let the fallacy that pain and suffering are God's will be removed from the consciousness of all people. Remove the lethargic acceptance of all imperfection from the hearts and minds of the people of Earth. Replace it with the acceptance and the awareness of our new planetary cause of divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. I now accept on behalf of all humanity that the presence of God's will and power will now be externalized through every beating heart, with every breath we take, through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, right here and right now. And so it is. Now, in the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am, I invoke the legions of light associated with God's will and power. Beloved ones, come now, come now, come now, and blaze, blaze, blaze the cosmic flame of God's will and power through me to clear away any destructive activity of my own free will which might rush in to impede my conscious desire to do God's will. Help me to become and remain obedient to the law of harmony and to be God in action at all times. I accept this call fulfilled as God's most holy name, I am. In the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am. I invoke the legions of light associated with God's will now to blaze and blaze and blaze the cosmic flame of God's will and power through all humanity, and clear away any destructive activity of humanity's own free will which might rush in to impede their conscious desire to do God's will. Help humanity to become and remain obedient to the law of harmony and to be God in action at all times. I accept this call fulfilled as God's most holy name, I am. Now, in the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am. I ask the legions of light associated with God's will and power to blaze and blaze and blaze the cosmic flame of God's will and power through all governments, all religions, all corporations, all institutions, and all social activities, and clear away any destructive activity of their own free will which might rush in to impede their conscious desire to do God's will. Help them to become and remain obedient to the law of harmony and to be God in action at all times, right here and right now. I accept this call fulfilled as God's most holy name, I am. Now I invoke the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am, and the legions of God's will and power to blaze, blaze, blaze the cosmic flame of God's will and power through all remaining life on Earth. Clear away any destructive activity of their own free will that any particle of life may you have to impede their conscious desire to do God's will. Help every facet of life to become and remain obedient to the laws of harmony and to be God in action at all times. I accept this call fulfilled as God's most holy name, I am. In the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am. We, the children of earth, humbly enter the heart of our Father, Mother, God, to invoke into the physical plane of earth the most intensified activity of God's will and power ever manifested in the history of time. We ask the legions of light serving this sweet earth to absorb the flow of God's will into every fiber of their beings, and to project into the heart flame and conscious mind of every person on this planet this intensified gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Blaze the cosmic flame of God's will and power through each of these souls, and clear away any frequency of light that's less than the divine love and power of our new planetary cause. Seal every soul, individually and collectively, in the radiance of God's will and power and our new planetary cause of divine love. Reveal through illumination's flame the divine purpose and plan for each person, and give each person the spiritual courage to fulfill that plan perfectly as they manifest the patterns of perfection for the new heaven and the new earth. Let the will and divine love of God be manifest in, through, and around every evolving soul, now and forever. And let the light of God that is eternally victorious illumine and lead all humanity everywhere. I consciously accept this manifesting now, even as I call. And so it is. Beloved, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room and become aware of my physical body. I breathe in deeply and exhale, becoming aware of my hands and my feet as I gently move my fingers and toes. I am consciously aware that I am physically anchored in the world of form and simultaneously connected to all of the multidimensional realms of perfection through my I Am presence. I am walking through both worlds consciously, tangibly, and effectively, manifesting my divine plan here and now. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for joining with me today through this activity of light and for your willingness to be the open heart of God in the physical plane of earth. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and my website is eraofpeace.org. If you're interested in receiving our free monthly newsletter or watching our free webinars that are available on the website, please go to our website and sign up. Again, that address is eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. Tune in with us next week as we expand the light of the world. Thank you. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.